This is Andrew for anarchismo.net. In a moment, we're going to go and talk to Aidan over in Stirling, who has been at the Anarchist Assembly today, and he'll tell us a bit about what's going on over there.
Okay. Aidan, you were at the Anarchist Assembly meeting today.
I was, yes.
Now, without giving anything away, obviously, what was it like? How many people were there? What sort of discussions?
Yeah, it was good. It began very well. There was over 200 elves. We had it, so it was just one big general assembly. I'd say it was 200 plus. And it was quite shared, as far as I'm aware, by one of the WAMLs.
And what sort of discussion was going on?
But basically, we were just discussing, what is the plan in regards to the blockades. Now, it was, course we went through some of the basic things. First of all, once people introduced, not people said what groups were there, so we said, right, we are here as the Irish Barrio, Small Spree, etc. And, someone else said, we're here, we're advocating, we're talking about Sail the Sea, etc. And, so all everybody that was a member of the group talked about, what groups they were in. That was the beginning of it. And then also some basic procedures. That was some basic procedures as to what to do, hand signals and all that. Quick introduction, no agreement and all that, basic things like that. Then, basically the whole thing centred around, towards the gaining consensus on blockades and the day, whether we should go ahead with blockades on the day of the blockades, which is a bit ironic really, but it was a necessary discussion, I think, in lots of ways, because a lot of information was passed around about the blockades. And that was the main centre thing. Blockades was sort of main discussions were more centred around the ideas as to what, pretty hard for me not to give too much away as well. Most people sort of centred around the idea that, some people wanted to have big one mass action and go with the march, which was most. Then it was sort of saying that we're going to get one huge, that we're going to have one big blockade at Glen Eagles. So yeah, the meeting was very good, and it got held up, as you know, with that journalist, which you'll see to know out in a moment. But yeah, it began very progressively in that regard,
I saw a report on Irish Intermediate that Andrew Gilligan apparently was there and said they just come to tape recording the meeting or something. What was all that about?
Yeah, I'm not sure it was tape recording already. I had notes. Yeah, somebody else looked at a journalist here, and someone else said, look, I asked him 20 seconds ago to say to leave, for if he didn't leave within the next 20, 30 seconds, probably he was going to announce the meeting, so he didn't leave, and he announced it to me and looked at the journalist here. And then it turned out that it was Andrew Gilligan, which is a bit mad. I don't know why he turned up to me, because he's a well-known journalist. He's very well-known, so he would have been swatted quite soon. And yeah, he was basically asked to leave. A lot of people in the crowd grossly overreacted, in my opinion. In fairness, he had to be told to leave a couple of times, I think the approach should have been changed. Some people got up and started shouting people on, got up, and there was a big sort of uproar, and I think a bit too much male testosterone in the air, and there had to be a bit more of a female interaction. He could have just asked him to leave and just go and let's get on with our meeting, Basically, he stayed as long as possible, as far as I'm concerned, to gain a bad story, The longer he stayed there, the bigger story he got. So we should have just the play straight into his cards, just said, look, just get out, will you? And then, of course, there was a bit of a blockage. People started grabbing his stuff off. Somebody grabbed his bag, grabbed his notes, grabbed all that stuff, And then basically, he went outside then, and I was at the top of the meeting, so I didn't see too much. I was more concerned about, trying to progress the agenda as opposed to, wasting my time. So, that took up maybe 20 minutes of meeting, so I think that was a waste of time. Spend that time with this one journalist, because at the end of the day, there was also 3, 4, or 5 journalists in the crowd, and of course a couple of coppers. So why, and I just don't think it was worth the energy of concentrating on getting him out and spending all that time making a legal floor about it. Should have asked him to leave and just said, look, go, take your stuff. Except he wouldn't give him his stuff, but he went outside, he rang the guards, and then eventually his stuff got back to him, which you could have just done at the very beginning and said, take your stuff and go, and that would have been better, but that didn't happen. So anyway, that was the negative story for the whole day. But more positive note, it was great pushing, it was great to see democracy in action, it was great to see a consensus-based approach to making decisions, it was great to see local libertarians gathering together. Some people were saying things I totally disagree with, but that's the case, and that's going to be the case scenario altogether. And then some things people are saying that were quite really, really spot on that I agree with, and I learned from as well, Towards the end of the meeting, we tried to break up into 3 different sort of groups. Those who are concentrating in Stirling, those who are concentrating in Edinburgh, and those who are concentrating in Glasgow. We decided those from Stirling didn't, because there was too many of us there to have a meeting, so we said, well, we'll have one this evening, which we will. and there was concentrating on the actual blockade. I don't think there was anything to notice yesterday about that. He just wanted to concentrate on the run of deal, you know.
How
about things at the campsite? Yeah, campsite are good. Everything seems to be running on spot. Kitchen now is almost up and running. It is up and running, I'd say, before we get back there. We had a great meeting this morning.
For earlier interviews about the GA protests, see www.anarchismo.net.